This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. You've likely seen one, probably lots of them by now, those funny-looking little pixelated squares that have been popping up on billboards and in magazine and newspaper ads. They're called QR codes, or quick response codes, and you're supposed to scan them with your cell phone camera. As NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports, marketing departments all over the country are coming up with clever ways to use them.
Back in 1994, when barcodes ruled the digital scanning universe, the automotive components company DensoWave Incorporated came up with a better way to track car parts for Toyota, QR codes. Now, they're more than just axle trackers. At the salad restaurant Sweetgreen in Washington, D.C., there's a huge square on the wall hanging over the napkin dispenser.
It looks like some arcade game from the 80s.
James Mitchell's waiting for his salad. He has a smartphone, but doesn't know that he can use it to scan the pixelated code next to him. Neither does Rachel McLaughlin.
It kind of looks like a television that's out of order.
What Sweetgreen wants McLaughlin to do is whip out her phone and take a picture of the broken television arcade game thing. Elizabeth Burks knows what I'm talking about.
It's like one of those scanner things where you just scan it and it tells you whatever information is behind it.
A smartphone app will interpret the picture and link the phone to a website. Sweetgreen was an early adopter of QR.
We would use them in stores and you snap a picture of the code and then the link directs you to some sort of website. It could be a ticket to something. It could be a coupon.
McKee Floyd is director of brand development for Sweetgreen. But Floyd is a QR skeptic. She says it takes too long to unlock your phone, fire up the app, take the picture, and wait for the page to load.
The issue that I have with QR codes is that, you know, marketing is a little bit like telling a joke. And the longer the joke, the better the punchline has to be. And QR code is a really long joke.
According to a recent study from digital analyst Comscore, a measly 6% of mobile subscribers currently use the technology. That 6% tends to be male, white, and wealthy.
That's partly why there hasn't been a massive uptake, although that's changing as the smartphone market starts to expand.
Oliver Williams, founder of the online marketing agency Oliver Digital, says they're used for digital treasure hunts, for grocery shopping. They're on cupcakes, coasters, and in catalogs. In Japan, where smartphones are more widely used,
there are people that are actually having QR codes put on their tombstones, so that when you go to scan them, you can see a photo of the person that died.
Now, there's something on the horizon that both Williams and Floyd say could replace QR codes, and that's near-field communication, or NFC. This is being used for something QR isn't, paying for things. So instead of using a credit card to pay for your salad, you can just tap your phone to a plate by the register.
With near-field communication, you're dealing with transactions that people can profit from, and so the banks have got an interest because they take a percentage.
Last week, Google launched their first near-field communication app, Google Wallet. It seems that by the time people finally figure out what QR codes are good for, they might just be swiping past them at the checkout line. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.